Maya. We're continuing on with Hilchos Borer, and we're going to first touch on I changed around a little bit the outline of today's shiur based on a few factors, also keeping in mind how late it is. What we're going to discuss first of all is the phenomenon that starts in the Rishonim, and to this day is unclear, and that is the issue of a psolas that's a halachic psolas, not a physical psolas, what we've touched on the ichi factor in the past. So it's not a physical psolas, but rather it's a halachic psolas. The issue emerges from a tosas that we did, not in the sugya of Borer, but rather in the sugya of Dosh. Tosas on Kuf Mem Dalet on the Beis tells us, and the Gemara says, Cholev Adam Eiz. If you remember the sugya that we had, someone was milking a cow, so that was an issue. If, however, you milk it inside Ochel, it's going to be Mutter. So Tosas raises the following issue. Tosas says, wait a second, why would it be, this Tosas Yomaskel Cholev on the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalet on the Beis, why are you only concerned about what's going into the pot? In other words, the milk that's going into the pot. That if it goes into the pot, we learn the halacha is a cholev is aser. If it's going into food, we learn the Beferish Gemara that the halacha is mutter. Says Tosas, what about either dosh or borer from the udder, taking the milk out of the udder? What about that issue? Isn't the animal itself going to be aser? So that's an issue that Tosas raises, and Tosas therefore suggests that Gemara in Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis is only talking on Yom Tov, where there wouldn't be a problem of Borer or Dosh, because the animal is Mutter. The animal is Mutter. You could shech the animal on Yom Tov. It always seems like we're always rushing to last minute of Yom HaKippurim. I was hoping to get in Hilchos Borer on Yom Tov before Yom Tov, but we'll do it for the Iyun Shir after Yom Tov. So this is an important issue in regards to Borer on Yom Tov. Coming back to our issue, says Tosos that the sugya is only talking about on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, it's not going to be a problem because the animal is mutter, and therefore you're not going to have an issue of Borer or Dosh. When I say Borer or Dosh, I'll explain shortly what I mean. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says that there are other Rishonim who disagree. So I didn't photocopy you for the Gemara that you have, but the Ran on the bottom of Samach Amud Aleph in the beginning of the booklet, going on to Samach Amud Beis, quotes those who answer, no, no, no. That is so difficult to learn that the Gemara is talking about Yom Tov. There's no shemetz, no recognition at all of that in the Gemara. You know, it could be we're going to paskin that way. But at the end of the day, the Ran says there's another answer the Rishonim give. The answer the Rishonim give is that this animal is not considered psolus. Why is it not considered psolus? You can't shecht the animal on Shabbos. You could shecht it on Yom Tov. The answer is that the animal is not psolus because it's only a psolus that's a halach psolus. It's an Isura Raviyah Alayhu. Therefore, if you take a look on the top of page 120, Dimar Maskel Acherim Cholkin, so over there the Ran suggests that is the way in which one can reconcile and say that that's not considered borer or dosh, even on Shabbos. So far, so good? Rabosai? Yeah? Good, beautiful. So how do we paskin on this shilas? I'll tell you what I thought, as far as what... There's no hechreach of how we paskin. I'll tell you what I thought is muchrach from Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at the next page, on page Tav Kuf Hei, we have in Hilchos Yom Tov the heter of being cholev a behema on Yom Tov into a dish. So there it's mutter, because if you do it into a food, then you're not going to have the problem, and that's Rav Chizda's heter of cholev adam eiz l'toch ha-ka'ara. But I thought one could be medayik, and maybe the Chai Adam had my diuk as well, and that is that you don't have that heter mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos. You don't have that particular case of Cholev Adam. If you remember, we spoke about being Sochet L'toch Ka'ara. So it seemed to me that the Mashmos of Shulchan Aruch, this is one of the few things that came to me as new, that I'm happy about this year, that it could be that in Shulchan Aruch it might very well be Muchrach, that the Shulchan Aruch himself held that it was Aser. And that would mean that anytime you have a halachic psolas, so then in such a case, you're going to have an issue of borer. However, I'm against Magen Avram. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a Magen Avram. I actually just photocopied it in its final sources further into the booklet. So the from the new Chassan, 83-year-old Chassan Baruch Hashem. So on page Tzadi Zayin Yerushalayim Ma'adeh, so Rav Nevenzahl quotes the Magen Avram, and that the Magen Avram held. If you read the Magen Avram, it's a very long Magen Avram, quite a tedious Magen Avram. I tried to be amel on it, and I think it's the way the Minchas Chinuch presents it, and that is that the Magen Avram holds that if you have a halachic psolas, so then in such a case, that would not be considered borer psolas mitochochos. That would be a major heter. For example, I'll jump to the end game. Rav Nevenzahl on this page, he himself is machmir for this, is what happens if you have a mixture of fruits that are arla and kosher fruits. So would it be a problem of borer to take out? Obviously, the easy solution is you would just take out the fruits that you want, and that would solve everything. But al pi halacha, also it would have to be dan on muk, so we have to get to that after Pesach. Al pi halacha, just dealing with borer, would it be permissible to take out these fruits of arla? Do you say that those fruits of arla are considered psalas? So that's what you have in your booklet on page Tzadi Zayin. Rav Nevenzahl Shlita comes out l'chumra on that topic. At first glance, one might have thought that it's against this Magen Avram. He was not to the Chumrah. In fact, some of the Avrechim are very much bothered. Rav Nevenzahl has an even bigger Chumrah that he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. He conceded that this Chumrah is not the same Chumrah as his Chumrah in Arla. Rav Nevenzahl has a Chumrah from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that is that when you have two sets of matzos, you have matzos mixed up. Some of them are broken matzos, and some of them are shlemim. And you're looking for lechem shalem. You're looking for lechem mishnah. So you're looking for the shlemim. So you're allowed to take out the shvuros to be able to get to the shlemim. So he quotes that that Rav Shlomo Zalman was told of this in that minchas chinuch, and that he was nota lechumra that one should not take out. Now that's an even bigger chiddush, because over there, when it comes to Arla, so then Arla, that's real Isra. That's on the bottom of page 278. I didn't photocopy that for you. Bottom of page 278 in the Beitzchak Yikar Mishnah Berurah. That's even a bigger chiddush, because over there, when you've got Arla, so at least the Arla is real psolas. Over here, matzos shvuros, they're not a real halachic psolas. They're not muktzah, they're not treif, they're nothing. It's just that you want for shlemos. So that, Rav Nevenzahl conceded, I started badgering him a little bit about this, that to this seems to me to be a massive chumrah. Even if you're going to accept that we're machmer on a halachic psolas, to say that shvuros are psolas, that is a little bit a bigger of a chumrah. But ein echanami, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman felt. Rav Nevenzahl wants to claim that his chumrah about Arla is lekulei alma, that everybody agrees with him. We said it's a machlokis rishonim, and the Magen Avram goes lekula. What happens if you have a halachic psolas? You have a case in which the animal right now is psolas because you can't shecht it if it's on Shabbos. So the Magen Avram seemed to come out lekula in Simin Tav Kuf Sifkat and Yud Beis. So Rav Nevenzahl argues over there in page Tzadi Zayin that even the Magen Avram might be moda to him. That even the Magen Avram would say that the Arla is going to be usher. Why? He says there's a difference between the case of the animal, which is a psolas, versus the case of the Arla, which is a psolas. What's the difference between the two? The animal is psolas on Shabbos. Dafka on Shabbos, that's a case of the Surah Revi'a Alayu. The Surah is revealed, it's hanging over it on Shabbos, but it's not intrinsic. Tomorrow it's going to be entirely mutter. The Arla is not that way. Yesh lefalpel now. What about Metta Ravai, Meiser Sheni? That's the next for the next generation. That's the beauty of Torah Sheval Pet, Mima Falpel. But at the end of the day, this would be a distinction between the two. So Rav Nevenzahl is not convinced that even the Mekilim would hold that Arla is mutter to be borer, and therefore that halachic psalas will be machmar. What I think is not quoted enough when one discusses this topic takes us to the topic that we're not going to be able to get to today. We won't have enough time to get to today, but is cutting edge issue, and that is the issue of filtering water. And this Marimakum connects the issue of filtering water for bugs to this major sugya of the halachic cells. And that appears in the Nishmas Adam, Chai Adam on Klal Tes Zayin, Ois Hei. So let's take a look at the first psak of the Chai Adam and then his observation. Says the Chai Adam, B'shas Hadchak, Mutar L'saning Yayin U'mashkin Shein Ben Shmarim, B'shas Hadchak, it's permissible to filter. We'll do this sugya separately. Mir Tzashem, Rak Shenaf Avoki Sam, Afilu B'kli Shosu Misaris Kmo Nafa, Avom Yesh B'mashkin Tolon Nirli Dasu L'saning. So we mentioned in the past that if you have a little bit of impurity, that you would drink the food with drink the water, even though it has a little bit of that impurity, that's not going to be considered a problem of the filter. But says concludes the Chai Adam, if there are insects inside, so then it's going to be asur. Oshei in the Nishmas Adam v'yeshlam afal bishi efshar lishdos machmas etzlan mikol makom. So he says it should be totally in this machlokas. Are you allowed to sift insects? The insects do what the Chai Adam says about his generation applies in 2018 in New York City. And that is, he says, the goyim drink it without thinking twice. There are many poskim who say you could drink the water in New York without thinking twice too. There's some who say that don't. So the ones who say that you can't drink the water without filtering it. But at the end of the day, the only reason one is filtering in New York City, the average home, is doing it only because of those bugs. So that's that they would normally entirely ignore. You know, we swallow organisms all the time in the air going into our mouth. It doesn't bother us. So bugs that people don't see, people aren't makbid on. So says the Chai Adam, in his days, it would be totally on that machlok, as Yisur Revi Olayu. He then brings it back to the Tshuvas Harash. And I would just add one more piece, and that is, I think that the Beis Yosef already seems to make this point in the Tshuvas Harash. And so this approach to say that Yisur Revi Olayu is not a psolas, I think is a chidush l'kula, and it's kedai to be machmir to assume that Yisur Revi Olayu is a psalos. For sure, it's a snif lahatir. If you take a look, I found in the Beis Yosef in Shin Yud Tes Tezayin, when he quotes that Tshuvas Harash. Everybody remembers the Tshuvas Harash that we're talking about. The Tshuvas Harash, we have the cheesecloth where you're drinking it through the cheesecloth. So if you take a look in Tezayin, the Rosh, the Beis Yosef says, "Venirli de lo itzrich lahai taima, elo bitoloim de lo havim mishtati klal b'lo sinum, mishum de ikal lemecha shema yivla echel mehem de asur." So the Beis Yosef seems to say that why were they sifting it? They were sifting it because of the bugs. Comes along Tshuvas Harash, and he says, if you do it one way, it's going to be mutter. If you do it another way, it's going to be asur. If you do it by the cheesecloth blocking it, so then in such a case, halacha is it's going to be mutter. Mashma, that if you do it the regular way, according to Beis Yosef, it's going to be asur. That's my view in the Beis Yosef. I'd like to hear what the Avrichim have to say about that view. But l'chura, it seems that the Beis Yosef also assume that filtering these bugs are going to be asur. It's not mukhrach what I'm saying in the Beis Yosef, diuk. So I want to hear back from you about that. Either way, this is a big machlokas. The Chai Adam seems to come out l'chumra. I think also he drives at my diuk as well, that in Shulchan Aruch we have the heter of Cholev Adam Eiz in Hilchos Yonda, we don't have in Hilchos Shabbos, which seems to be that in Shulchan Aruch we assume that the heter was only by Yonda, wasn't by Shabbos, and therefore by Shabbos we would view anytime you have halachic psolas as being considered Ipsoles, but it should be known that there are poskim or mekel among Avram is mekel minchas chinuch assumes lekula as well. But the Nishmas Adam is machmi in regards to filtering water on Shabbos for bugs because he says that you would view them as psoles. That is topic number one. Anything that wasn't clear? Anything that we need to go back on? So far, so good, Rabbosai? Yeah, good. Okay, now the only thing that we're going to get to discuss in Hilchos Yom Tov. by Borer is just the basic halacha where we are up to. In Shin Yud Tes, Sif Dalid, we have the following halacha. Borer psos mitoch ochel, afilu biyado achas chayiv, fafilu ha'ochel meruba v'yesh yoser torech b'beres ochel, fil hachilo yira psos alfilu kedei lechol alter chayiv. So here the halacha is that when it comes to psolus meruba, it doesn't make a difference, it's always going to be aser. On Yom Tov, it's going to be defined by Tircha, and therefore it's going to be mutter. I think we touched on that previously, so it doesn't require repetition. That's the halacha in regards to Yom Tov. So bottom line is, when it comes to this Yom Tov, there is no basic issue of Borer. The problem is that there are stiras in Shulchan Aruch that we would have to get to. But in a general Taruvos, if you're eating it right now, that's how the Be'er Halacha paskins in Hilchos Yom Tov. So then, in such a case, you would take the item that is less. And even if that means taking the psolas, then that is going to be fine if you're eating it immediately. If you're not eating it immediately, then it gets much more complicated, and that will leave for Ion Shir Mirtz Hashem after Yom Tov. The sugya of Min Echad is an extremely, extremely important sugya. To introduce it, David informed me, I was familiar with the summaries of the article, but I didn't know that this was an important Mar Makom, that Dr. Grach Soloveitchik has a famous article where he talks about the development of how halacha changed. And once upon a time, halacha was passed on orally, and that's very much how my mother, may she be well, lives. She says that she does exactly what her mother taught her to do, and no rav is gonna tell her otherwise, because she feels she has a Masora all the way back to Har Sinai. She remembers exactly what her mother did, and that's what she does. And then the development of halacha post Holocaust was much more Sfarim oriented, etc., etc. So the Be'er Halacha in Divrei Maskil and Telchocha raises the following issue that brings up a very important issue in terms of Borer in general. And that is the Chavetz Chaim himself noticed that there were people who ate fish and they seemed to be over the Yisra of Borer. How were they over the Yisra of Borer? That they took out the bones. They took out the bones. L'chura, that should be a problem of psoles mitoch ochel. And what's beautiful, and I guess this is one of the rayas to that idea, is that what the Chavetz Chaim does is he doesn't say they're Bali Averiv, etc., etc. It's what my mother said, that they have a Masorah that goes back generations and generations. And therefore, if the Bubas did it, so then in such a case, then it's Mutter. Also, my great-grandmother also stood also Yom Kippur as well. All Yom Kippur as well. Even though that's also against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says only that men stand on Yom Kippur, not women. But so says the Be'er Halacha, V'hine ein ha'olam nizaren klal dadlik b'zeh. I'm at on page 280. In my edition, first word on the line is Kan Lashona. He says the world is not makbid on this. So let's make a good laning on this Be'er Halacha. First, the Be'er Halacha says that in regards to the Olam's Minug, maybe you could say that they're relying on the Shitos that we had, the Ramban and the later Poskim, that said that derech achila is going to be mutter. So Chavetz Chaim says, for that reason, you shouldn't rebuke with them. You rebuke them. But they even select the bones, which is the psalas, prior to achila. He says they take them out before. And I tried to be mechapes schus on them. So first of all, aside from Dr. Soloveitchik's point, I think in general, that's always a good approach. It's the first, the gut reaction should be mechapes aleihem schus. He says, first of all, if the bones are in some level edible, it's going to be mutter. He says, since the atzamos and the basar are chibur echad, shayich bin yoneinu, ma shehevi amagin avram, b'shem yam shoshoma, li inyin luzimu betanu shenishtabru, v'adayin klasan da'aflin yibar min echadu. There is an approach that many achronim have a hard time understanding, and that is those things that grow organically together. So then, in such a case, if they're still with each other, even if you have a nut that is broken open, in such a case, that would not be subject to the Isser of Bor. Because they're min echad, they entirely grew together. Obviously, the difficulty with that is, there are times that we have things that grow organically, that they most definitely are an issue of either Borer or Dush. So where do you draw the line? That's a big question. But this is one suggestion. If you're taking the ochel out of its shomer, so then in such a case, that's not borer. What you're doing, says the Be'er Halacha, is simply removing it from its shell. In other words, a chibur echad, that's called removing it from its shell. So and to this day, most Achronim don't understand the Svara of the Magen Avram. We generally do not paskin like this Magen Avram. But this is the chippus schutz that the Be'er Halacha does to suggest that this would be considered a chibur echad and therefore mutter. Now skip the brackets. Va'af hachanami tikun ochel ba'almahu. Ve'ein shem alach alav. And so too, this would be considered tikun ochel and not a malach. Afilu kishe kolev. Even when you're removing it from the meat. And here he brings a very interesting raya. Now this raya of the Be'er Halacha is going to be a little bit stronger than the Yamshel Shlomo. I said the Yamshel Shlomo's heart is very hard to understand. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, I've not gotten a full... If somebody finds a satisfying pshat in the Yamshel Shlomo, that would be quite helpful. But here, he points out that it's similar to peeling garlic and onions. After gam sham, haklipa psolas. Even though there, the klipa is considered psolas. Afilu achi kaimel on besel simen chafalaf de'echa de'kolif k'dei lecha la'altar mutter. What the Be'er Halacha is raising is another Be'er Halacha. And that is on a sif that we already did in the halachos of dash. At the end of Simin Shin Chaf Aleph, let's remember what we learned over there. This is such a important case. And that is, we learned that the halacha is that one is allowed to peel garlic and onion. And once one is peeling garlic and onion to do the altar, it's going to be mutter. Why? You had all the tanaim that's necessary. And then we were mefalpel why it's not dash. But borer, it's not. Wait a second. Asks the Be'er Halacha, why is it not borer? What you're doing is you're peeling off the peel of the garlic, you're peeling off the peel of the onion. So you're taking psolas mitoch ochel. That's the kasha that the Be'er Halacha asks over there. So what the Be'er Halacha is going to do is he's going to take the answer that he gives in the end of Shin Chaf Aleph and paste it into Shin Yutes and say that it's the same yisod. And he says maybe that's going to be the same heter also when it comes to the bones and the fish. So let's take a look at what the Be'er Halacha says over there in Liklof, on page 302. He says three lines into Dibra Maschel Liklof. Vinirin, Dikiva di Efshar b'inyin acher. Since the only way to get to the onion is through its peel, v'derech achilaso bekach, and that's the normal way you eat it, lo mikri psolas mitoch ochel. That's not called taking the psolas mitoch ochel. She'eino elo lechol hatoch. Because you're not selecting psolas from ochel. Listen to how I'm saying it. You're not selecting psolas from ochel. Rather, what you're doing is you're just simply trying to get to what's inside. Then, v'chol shul alter shari. If you're doing it in that way, so then in such a case, it's permissible. So this is a beautiful yesod. Because number one, we've seen this yisod previously, v'amevin yavin. Aleph, this is a yisod that's consistent in halacha. And beis, it internally makes sense. And that is, to have borer, you need to be doing a maisa where you're selecting the psolus. You're taking the psolus. Over here, you're not taking the psolus. What are you doing? You're moving it away to be able to get to the ochel. Vameivin yavin, it's similar to the example that I given from another Be'er Halacha where you had socks. You had the weekday socks and the Shabbos socks, and you have weekday socks that are sitting as a row, a layer on top of the Shabbos socks, so then you're removing the klipa, hence the term you're being kolev. So let's paste. That's what the Chafetz Chaim does to Simin Shin Yud Tes. So it says the Chafetz Chaim, the same is going to apply also when it comes to our case as well. That over here, Hachinami bin Yanenu. First we're in lines Masha Enkein, about 10 lines from the bottom on 280. The Kavanah, Haicha, the Kavanah, Salecha La'alter, Amrina, the Tikkun Ochel Ba'al Muvain, Shem Psalas Alayu. You're being Masake in the Ochel, you're not interested in selecting the bones. Obviously, the difficulty between the two is when it comes to the case of the shum and the batzel. There, you have a clear skin. You're removing the skin to get to the food. However, when it comes to the case of the fish, there the bones are entirely mixed with the fish. So over there, to say that that's the same thing that you're accessing, that's a little more difficult. So what the Be'er Halacha says is, he's being mechate schus. He's saying that's also a similar type of tikkun ochel. It's just preventing you from getting to the food. If you think about it, it is a stretch, but there is truth to it. That when we have bones are getting in the way from us, so what we're doing is we're removing the bones to get to the ochel, and that's what we call tikkun ochel. In that way, it'll be similar to the case of the skin for the garlic and the onions. Ad kan divrei HaChafetz Chaim. So therefore, at the end of the day, if you look in all of the Halacha L'Maisa books, from the whatever you can describe as the left all the way to the right, at the end of the day, all the Halacha L'Maisa books are not matir this l'chatchila. Everybody understands that this was a chipus chus with the godless of the Chafetz Chaim
by
the case of the fish.
Right.
Correct, by the case of the fish. You will not find someone that I'm aware of that's matir that suggests that you could do it l'chatchila. At the end of the day, unless that's what your grandmother did, and then there's a lot of room. If that's what you know that your grandmother did, and it has a legitimate masora, so then for sure that becomes a totally different ballgame. Yes, Sammy?
I was thinking, like, you said that it's like tikkun ochel, but didn't we use that as a reason why more is a problem?
Correct.
That's why I
spent so much time to explain, try to explain what his words tikkun ochel is. That's exactly why I understand what's bothering you. It bothered me the first time I learned it, but now I think that this is the pshat. The pshat is that it's similar to the idea that you're just trying to get to the ochel. That's what he means by tikkun ochel. The words tikkun ochel, everybody understands what Sammy's bothered by. Sammy's pointing out that tikkun ochel in the Be'er Halacha, just to give it the address, the Be'er Halacha that we had with the Yeshuas Yaakov said the exact opposite, l'chumra. That was our first Be'er Halacha, the Ramaskal Lechel Yadim, page 279. So the answer is that the words tikkun ochel means one thing over there, means something over here.
And that's, so here would be more like tikkun ochel would be like derech achila.
It's along the lines of derech achila, but he doesn't want to use derech achila because derech achila also means something else somewhere else as well. So that's why he doesn't use that term. So now, with that in mind, let's see the words of the Mishnah Brura, how he paskins in regards to the borer issue about taking off the peels of the shum and betzalim, and that is going to set us up to being koveya b'siyata d'shmai, the halacha l'maisa in terms of borer when it comes to nuts, as well as other issues that apply in borer. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Notice the Mishnah Berurah's lashon over here is quite interesting. The Ramah said that it's permissible if you're doing it la'alter. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now we could really understand this Mishnah Berurah. The first few times I learned, I never understood every stage in Mishnah Berurah. Now, b'siyata d'shmai, maybe we'll understand every step. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Peidal, Shumam u'betzalim on page 302. V'uadin tapuchim ve'gozim shkedim keyotze. B'zah, you could appeal all of these things, apples and nuts. V'im poteach shizifim, they translate here, plums. V'zorek hagarinim akoshan l'aniach l'achar zman, have a borer. But if you open up a plum and then you separate it from its pit, so then in such a case, that's going to be borer. And the same would apply in regards to apples. Avo miyad lepeh, Says the Mishnah Berurah, but if you take it to eat immediately and you separate the fruit from here, he seems to be talking about the pith, but the same would apply also to the peel as well. Shari litein, then in such a case it's permissible. Notice, the first step that the Mishnah Berurah over here is matir is actually only immediately putting into your mouth. Says the Shari Tzion, tzadiches, ukenizkar le'el, b'simin shin yutes siftes zayin, ayin sham, v'ayin le'il shin yutes b'sifdal. By the way, he points out that that raya is weak. And then he says, and take a look what I wrote in the Be'er Halacha Siv Dalet. What is the Shari Tzion referring to when he says, take a look at what I said in the Be'er Halacha Siv Dalet? That is the heter of Derech Achila. In other words, the Chavetz Chaim is doing a classic pshara in terms of Halacha. He's saying, well, the poskim are makel by Shumim and Bitzalim, and we really don't know exactly why, because we have a question. Isn't it taking the psalas from the ochel? So we know that the Chavetz Chaim in Be'er Halacha gives a teretz. But that's a teretz. That's a teretz. But pashtus, you're really taking psalas mitoch ochel. So he says, the best thing when you're peeling fruits is to eat it right away. That would be the best thing. And that's how the Chavetz Chaim starts off. He says, Yesh lama gam ken di aser, avo miyad lepes shari litein. The efshar aflosa suda shari, and then maybe for that suda it's going to be permissible. And then he says in the Sharet Zion, because it's e efshar binyan acher, it's not considered as if you're taking psolas mitoch ochel. That's what the Sharet Zion says in Sadi Test. What does the Sharet Zion mean? It seems to me he's quoting from the Prima Gadim. It's the basic idea that we saw from the Be'er Halacha that Sami called Tikuna Ochel, and that is that if it's just blocking you in being able to eat, then that's not going to be considered as if you're choosing the psalas. So, and that is how we pass in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, in Shulchan Aruch, you have black and white. Also, look love Shumum B'tzalim. Yesh Laden, whether pits are going to be the same thing when you're separating the pit from the flesh of the fruit. At the end of the day, the minhag ha'olam is to be makel and to rely on some type of teretz, presumably something along the teretz of the Be'er Halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off and says, really, the halacha should be that you should rely on the heter of Derech Achila. So you see, even though we rejected Derech Achila, remember, the only ones were Bar and Salvechik who paskin like it, Chavetz Chaim does use it. Chavetz Chaim does use it as a sniff lahakal. Look, Ramati wanted to argue that even the Tshuva Sarash is not so mukhrach that he holds, that you could read the Tshuva Sarash almost the exact opposite way that the Chavetz Chaim did, that he was holding the heter of Derech Achila. So, but the general, for sure, the minhag olam is to be machmer Derech Achila, but what we do see is that the Chavetz Chaim uses it as the ideal form. When he has another safek, he says, well, rely on those shitas that are makel on Derech Achila, and he then concludes, but we probably use the Be'er Halacha's teretz. So we see that this yisod, that when you're separating the skin, what you're doing is simply accessing the food. And when you're taking the pit away, you're accessing the food. So that yisod is used to be matir peeling today, aleph. And the Be'er Halacha also uses it in regards to the fish as well, by saying that that could be a melamed schus as well, even though that's a bigger leap to say that the fish is also one in which you're simply accessing the fish. By the way, it might depend also where the fish is. Where the fish and bones are. Dahainu, when you're taking out, the Chavetz Chaim started talking about taking out the spine of the fish. That's what he talks about, that they've removed the spine from the fish. So it could very well be that when you're talking about taking out the spine, that in some fish, if you don't remove the spine, the fish is almost entirely inedible. So then in such a case, that might be like removing the skin. In contrast to the small bones, there you have already a shame taruvas. That might be different. And the Chavetz Chaim was talking about that. So there would be a dimyon between what he writes in Shincha Al Shiyu Test. Yes, Yosef.
I'm confused how we got to a heter taking out the apple pits.
Right. Well, in other words, what's the dimyon between the case of the peels and the pits? Clearly, he does say that. The impotecha shizivifim v'zorkar green makosh laniach lachazman havabor ubetach puchim kai gavna yishom gam kain diaser avol miyad lepeh shari litain. So first of all, there are two questions. A, how to read the Mishnah Berurah practically. When the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubetapuchim kaigavna yeshlam agam kein da'aser, when he says kaigavna, is he talking about the pits or is he talking about the peels? That's an open question about how to read the Mishnah Berurah. Assuming that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about the pits, the Chura kaigavna was going on the previous case, it seems to be that he's saying that just like the food is not accessible to you without removing those pits, so to the...
Very
accessible.
I mean, you could say that no. What he's saying is that by tapuchim, where we eat the peel, so it's not yeshur ben nacher, and then he's going back.
Oh, so then, that was my suffix. Is he going?
Right, but if you're talking about the pit, I mean, and that's the case of the fish. It's certainly better than that.
That right. That I'm mekabel. Ein achanami. How did most of you read it? Tapuchim kai gavna. Is tapuchim kai gavna talking about the pits, or is tapuchim kai gavna talking? You read as the pit as the pits. Yesh lefalpel. I agree. Halachically, it's a lot harder. It's halachically a harder read. Textually, it's the previous case was the Zorek Hagarina Makashim. It's a little Adayin Zarchim. We need to hammer it out in the base of Medrash Shulamar. Yes.
When the Mishnah writes Avomiyad Lepesh Shari Vitein, doesn't he mean put the Ocha and the Psalas in your mouth and
spit
the Psalas?
No.
What does that line mean?
What he means is to take it and eat it immediately. I did not understand it that way. I understood that miyad lepeh, that if you're taking, you're doing the act of borer, and you're immediately putting in your mouth, then in such a case it's going to be permissible.
And that would be the heter of
derech achila. That's mukhrach. What I'm saying is mukhrach from the Sharetzi and Tzadiches.
And I'm sorry, did Rebbe say that we don't usually pass like this?
I mean, the minig olam is to be makel with the.
So any time that I have an ocha mitzvos, if I do it literally immediately and then I put it in, even if I can separate the mitzvos.
No. Only in a case of where you could argue that you have tikkun ocha. That what you would do exactly. Only if you case.
And let's say it's only yashar ben nacher because I didn't do it on Erev Shabbos. Meaning theoretically,
no.
I could have separated the mitzvos on Erev Shabbos, but now that it's now for on Shabbos, I could have. Peeled my orange.
Right, that's Hilchos Yom Tov Shaila, it's not Hilchos Shabbos Shaila. In other words, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's objectively, are you doing Borah or are you not doing Borah? Would not be an issue. There might be reasons to say L'chatchila to do it before Shabbos, but that's not a factor in terms of being Magdir Hilchos Borah. Okay, we'll elaborate another time why it's a Hilchos Yom Tov question. There is, Reb Nevinzal Shlita makes an important ha'ara that goes back to Reb Shlomo Zalman over here on page 302, and that he points out, that he just spells out what we had said and then just extends it a little bit more in regards to watermelon seeds. And that is, he says, since the Be'er Halacha was machmir on bones, I don't know if Dr. Salvechik would be happy with this, but he says, since the Be'er Halacha was machmir on bones, so therefore the only heter you have is that to the way in which, let's talk practically, so how do you eat fish? What you have to do is pull the fish away from the bones. So therefore that would be the way in which it's done. That's how Reb Shlomo Zalman explained. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman did have one instance where he was a little bit more makel. Let's take a look in Mem Beis Tezayin the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. That's where Reb Nevinzal is referring to. Gimel Tezayin. Mem Beis is the page. Mem Beis in the third edition, Chelek Aleph. It's in the booklet after Chaya Adam. Ha'ochel Avatiach, someone who's eating watermelon. Machnes Latoch HaPeh Etachaticha al garineha. He should put the whole, this is the ideal way of eating watermelon. That is, put the whole piece in your mouth and spit out the pits. That's the ideal way. Umotzias hagarin min hapeh. Ve'im bazech shashish v'borer. Then that would be the best way to do it. Eina rotze lasis kein. If you don't want to do that, yinayar es prusas avatiach, you're allowed to shake the prusas avatiach. In order to get out the pits. Ushayasakein samach lachila, to do it samach lachila. So that's what we saw, that if you have a shayla in such a case, then you could rely on the heter of derech achila. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman had a fascinating one more piece. Ubasher legarinim shenisher b'dvukim b'pri. But what about those seeds that are stubborn that won't get out? Hanoeg lahakil ulotziim ibsara v'tiach yeishlo alman lismoch. Those who have who actually take them out, they have who to rely on. So you could judge favorably, just like the Chavetz Chaim did, you could judge favorably those who take watermelon pits out of the watermelon. How? Why? What at all is there to be makel on? So here, if you take a look at Lamed Beis, the Rav Shlomo Zalman explained, Dahasam, over there, Efshar lahachzik biyad achas et ha'idra, you're able to hold on to the spine, V'ilu biyad hashniya yimshoch es ha'ochel, and you're able to pull the ochel apart. In other words, that was how the Chavetz Chaim concluded in Shin Yutes, by the fish, that's what you should do. Pull the fish away from the spine. Masha'en kein bavatiach, but when it comes to watermelon, shi'i efshar lasos kein, you can't do that. You can't, pulling the watermelon is not causing the psoas to go away. That was the above suggestion. The above suggestion was to wave off the psoas, because you're holding on, you're pulling on the avatiach. It's a little bit, is that pulling on the avatiach, or is that like pouring out the sediment? Okay, but that's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Pulling on it, that's going to be mutter. But over here, when you have the seeds that are entrenched, the seeds that are entrenched are going to be more problematic. What are you going to do there? So here, Mashen came avatiach shi'ef shalas came v'hu ayitzarch lahachnes atoch piv kolachaticha. And the only thing you could do is put in your mouth that entire piece. Ein zem iderach ha'ochlin. That's not considered derach ha'ochlin. U'mikivan shegam bedogim anal rav matirim yesh lahakla. Rav Shlomo Zalman had a lot of shoulders on this one. He said that since when it comes to the Eitzah that the Chavetz Chaim gave with fish, it's not shaykh for watermelon, so there's no other way to do it. And since there's no other way to do it, so then obviously it would be mutter. So if it would be impossible for a person to put large piece of watermelon into his mouth to be able to get rid of the seeds, there is this heter that Rav Shlomo Zalman gave. And he says, Ein zeh kederach ha'ochlin. The question is, what is the real mechanics of Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter at the end of the day? So don't eat watermelon. You're right, it's Ein zeh kederach ha'ochlin, so don't eat watermelon. So that, but he was matir. We do know there's a heter of derech achila for sure. That there's a heter of derech achila. I'm sure he was only matir this miyad with pet, not longer than that. But it would be fascinating to the. I don't have the omek hasvara that Rav Shlomo Zalman was giving of why it's mutter, except that he's saying that none of the other expectations that the Chavetz Chaim gave us should work, and therefore he suggests that, and therefore we're not bound by those suggestions. Yes, you.
Just for clarification, Rav Shlomo Zalman was only talking about a big piece of watermelon that you can't fit in.
Exactly. In other words, for whatever reason, it was difficult. If it's normal for you, if you would be taking normal bite-size bites, so then in such a case, then you should take the bite and spit out the seeds.
Just cut it and then put into, and then avoid this.
Cut off both watermelon and seed, then you
don't know. No, cut off, just make the pieces smaller.
Oh, to be able to put in your mouth. For whatever the tziur was, that it was difficult for him to put in his mouth.
I think that it's not the way to remove the seeds from your mouth. That's what you put in your mouth, you eat.
No, and therefore?
And therefore, it doesn't matter how small the piece is. If there's a seed in it, you're not going to remove the seed.
So you're saying it's not normal. It's not
a typical way of eating to
and therefore you're not seeds. Right.
Therefore, you're not expecting.
So let's read that in the words. Let's read that in the words. Eina rotzalasas kain. Number one, yinaret prutzat havatiach, to shake it off. Ubasher legarinim shenisher udvukim bepri, and when it comes to those things that are attached, hanoeg lahakol tzim saratiach yesh almes almingas smoch, Why is it Yeshua Masmicha? She Yeshua Laskos King. Fuhu Hayetzarch Lachas Topi Kol Chatichal Gurina Ve'ein Zemederecha Ochlin. That's not normal for him to put in large amounts of seeds in his mouth. In other words, the reason I'm not saying exactly your way is most people eat watermelons, right? I think a lot of people, when they eat watermelon, they spit out the seeds.
During
the week, most people when they I assumed that we were talking about an instance where he would have to be eating in a way that's not normal. I thought not normal meant something like taking larger pieces. But you're saying, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that he was assuming people who eat watermelon, who they would never put any seeds in their mouth, and therefore then that in of itself would be considered shloka derech ha'ochlin, and therefore derech achila would be to take the seeds out. Yeah, ina chanami. I just, in my mind, that's not how I eat watermelon during the week. But okay, Enachanami. Tov. Based on this, we're ready to go to Shin Yud Tes Sif Ches. This is a very, very important halacha. Ein Shorin Esar Karshinim. You're not allowed to soak Karshinim. That's a form of Michael Behema. Seemed like you have a little bit of a spoiled donkey who doesn't want any. He also, not only does your 10-year-old have the ichi factor, also your donkey has the ichi factor. Or it's not good for his digestion to have the psoles, probably. So, ein sharin is hakarshini. You're not allowed to soak the meichel behema. Dahainu shemeitzif mayim aleim bekli. That you have water that it sits in a utensil. Kedei lahasar psoles, in order to remove the psola. So the halacha of Bora, here this is an interesting halacha that the Gemara tells on Kuf Mem. And that is that not only is Bora taking out the psolas, but if you create a separation of psolas and ochel, so then as well, that would qualify as Bora. There's a little bit of a chiddush the Prima Gadim points out. Take a look in the Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim points out that here's a little bit of a chiddush. I might have thought that the Isser is only when you're taking out psoles. Over here, the Gemara is not simply telling me that if you use another vehicle, a medium, then and you remove the psoles, that's Isser. Here, you didn't remove the psoles. What did the water do? It allows it to soak, and it separates. So the Prima Gadim asks this as a kasha. Why does the Gemara say it's Isser? You never took out psoles. If I'm even yavin, based on things we said earlier, we said you need to take out the psoles. Over here, you see, you don't have to take out the psoles. So Prima Gadim is Mechadesh. She says you have to say that any time that you use a medium to separate the ochel and the psoles, and your desire is to remove the psoles from the ochel, then automatically that's going to be usher. We spoke about that when you're pulling the fish, so then it's considered as if you're taking the fish from the bone. But when you have water and you separate ochel from psoles, bang! Already, right off the bat, that's going to be considered bor. So basically, what the Prima Gadim does is he turns the kasha into a teretz. He says, "Einachanami, you have to say that if when you're soaking something and your goal was to remove the psoles, so then in such a case, that's going to be bor." I might have thought not that way. Anyhow, continues the mechaber, "V'lo shofenosa biyad kedei laser psoles." You're also not allowed to rub it to take off the psoles. So says the Mishnah Brura, not only is this going to apply to Michael Behema, Sifkat and Chavtes, Vuhu Adin Tapuche Adama, the same is going to apply to potatoes, V'chol Kiai Gavna, Lo Yitin Alayim Mayim, Kidei Lahasir Avlak, V'afar Me'aleim. You're not allowed to put water on them to soak them to remove the psoles. Boom. Based on this, Show will ask from Moshe Feinstein, Chelek Aleph. I had the key of Kuf kept on not being hit on my keyboard. So it's, I apologize for those who looked at Aleph Chafei. I finally fixed it in this edition to Kuf Chafei. Ramesha in Aleph Kuf Chafei was asked based on this, what is the heter for someone to wash off fruits and vegetables? And the shoal starts off the same way that the Chavetz Chaim is. And that is that we never saw our grandmothers not washing off fruits and vegetables on Shabbos. And therefore, it must be, another Maramachum David, it must be that it's mutter. It must be it's mutter. The question just is, why? Why is it mutter at the end of the day? How could you wash off fruits and vegetables? So Ramesh Zatzal gives three heterim. The first heter he gives is based on the above. Everything that we've said above. And that is, Ramosha starts off, the Shiloh does not, Turuf Tzuker, does not begin with our Shiloh. It's the second paragraph. Uberes ham luchlachim ba'avat. So to be precise, he's talking about fruits that are dirtied, they're sullied. So he says, three lines from the bottom, Hine iser borer afshu beres ha'psalos sh'asra fil alter, pashet, shekiwen she'ef sh'alika ha'ochel, v'derech ha'achilo hu lirchot ha'psalos, mutter kidei lacha la'alter, if I understand Ramesha properly, Ramesha first says, I'm going to use the heter of the Be'er Halacha, just like the Be'er Halacha had said, that the halacha is that one is allowed to peel, to be able to get to the food. Because you're not selecting the psalus, you're accessing, so too, that would be the heter over here. You're allowed to wash off because you want to access. That's his suggestion. He says, however, umach shirotzim ha'olam peros hu rak ba'ay gavna kishamevim ha'peros la'achlam tekef. But this heter would only be if you're going to use it la'alter. Because we saw, if we're going to use the heter of kolef, the heter of kolef is only la'alter. It's not going to be mutter la'achar zman. Well, we know that when it comes to making a salad, the halacha is that it's only permissible to make the salad la'alter, because that was kolef shumu b'tzalim. But says Rav Moshe, the same is going to apply for washing fruits. Sometimes we're not so careful about that, right? There's some people, there are different minhagei olam. I'm always intrigued. I try to eat an apple in the morning. So there's some people, you see they'll take out their apple, it still has the sticker on the apple. That shows that it's not so important for them to clean off the apple before. And there's some who, there's no more sticker left. I won't tell you which one I am. So when it comes to fruits, so there, what do you normally do? Someone who cleans off his fruit. So he cleans off his fruit in the morning. Sometimes he only has it by lunch. That would be a problem, Ramosha says. If the apple was dirty, we're assuming now that the apple is dirty. So that would be a problem because the only heter we had is the heter of la'alter. So that's Ramosha's first yisod. The second yisod Ramosha uses is the other issue, and that is, okay, I'll tell you what I do. I don't wash my apple beforehand. Just rub it a little. So I have the sticker on in the morning. So Ramosha says, most people, when they wash it, they don't really, really believe, at least Baruch Hashem here in Eretz Yisrael, by the time they get to the supermarkets, the apples are nice and clean. It was that way in New York as well. Says Ramosha, even those people who wash it off, there's no real psalms. It's more of a practice, hygiene. There's some people who tend to be more hygienic, some people tend to be a little less. At the end of the day, there's no real psalus over here. By the way, here's a point to interject and add that Rav Nissim Karelitz quotes from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said pesticides, which is a real issue maybe to wash one's apples beforehand, that's not a psalus. That's not going to have a dim psalus, even though it could very well be that we'd be more scared of pesticides than we are a little bit of dirt. Dirt didn't hurt anybody, just like the watermelon seed doesn't hurt anybody. Pesticides can, and if a person is washing off for that reason, even if you knew that there was a significant amount of pesticide, in other words, you considered that amount of pesticide toxic, it would still be mutter. Why? It's minechad. If you can't see it, it's going to be considered. It's considered minachas. So that's what Rav Nissim Karelitz quotes from the Chazon Ish. So that's heter number two. So heter number one of Ramesha was what? Coming back to that Be'er Halacha that we were amel on, that says that by taking off, all you're doing is accessing the ochel. You're not choosing the psalas. And finally, Ramesha has a third heter. By the way, I don't like the way the Dirshu quotes this Ramesha. The way we're saying it over, a little bit different than the Dirshu is a great sefer. I'm totally indebted to it. But over here, I think they really oversimplify Ramosha. Number three, Ramosha gives a third heter. In Uksasa Yinir Leniyaz Daiti on Reish vav uksaser near nes daiti direct leitein l'toch kli sheish b'mayim kidisa b'karshinim shizel ma'isa bora. He says the iser is to have it soak inside of water. Ukidikas v'iser zev b'magen avram u'bechay adam shas leitein l'toch ha'mayim aval leitein aleihem mayim ve'eino nosnim b'mayim hu derech rechitza v'lo derech bora. Ramosha claims that the iser was when you were soaking the fruit. However, if what you were doing was washing off the fruit, says Ramesha Nuhak Dara, he says that's called a maisa rechitza. It's not a maisa bor. Once upon a time, I didn't realize that Ramesha is saying different things. The first yisod was that you were getting to a klipa. The third yisod is that he's saying it's not called a maisa bor. It's called a maisa rechitza. Since it's called a Maisa Rechitza, so therefore a Maisha says Mutter. Where do you get this idea from? If you're doing a Maisa Rechitza, you're separating Psolas from Ocha, how could you call that not Borer? That should be considered Borer. Why is that not considered Borer? So Ramesha has a brilliant Raya. Says Ramesha, how do you wash dishes on Shabbos? How is it permissible to wash dishes on Shabbos? You have the dish you want, the leftovers you want on the drain. So that's Borer. Taking off the psolas. So maybe washing dishes is usher. I don't know if that's good news for us husbands. The only time we help out with the dishes. So that's not true. That's not true because the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ches Amid Al says that you're supposed to wash the dishes on Shabbos. But it says you're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. It's a Beferish Gemara that says that you're allowed to wash dishes. So if the Gemara says that you're allowed to wash dishes, so then obviously you need to explain why is that not Borer. So the answer is, or Ramesha claims that the answer is that's something called a Maisa Rechitza. The Maisa Rechitza is not Borer. What does Ramesha mean? I think presumably what he means is that it's not really a Taruvas. Borer is when you have a mixture of things. If you're washing something off with Psolas on top of it, that's not doing Borer. That's very different than the first Teretz. The first Teretz is assuming that there's a Maisa Borer at first glance, and you need to explain why it's not. Here we're saying that this is called Maisa Rechitza. Maisa Rechitza is not subject to bar. So three different heterim from Ramesha. Number one is it would be considered like the case of taking off the peel. It would be considered like the peel, then it would have to be done la'altar. Number two is, there's not real psolus over here, which I think applies in many instances to Avrichim. We're discussing what about insects on vegetables. That's going to be different. Sorry, that gets back to whether Isur or Vialai was Borer, and going to get back to the filtering shell. So that's heter number two, is this idea that you're not really, really getting rid of psolus. It's more of a general hygiene. And just like we saw from pesticides, it's mutter. And number three is where Ramesha says the lamdus, or Ramesha says there's something called a Maisa Rechitza, and a Maisa Rechitza is not going to be considered Borer. Ramesha was amazing, no? Wait, so gets to the point, says beautiful Yesodos. And they're used for generations. Yeah.
The last reason it seems to be against what the Chofetz Chaim said about potatoes. Yeah. Like, lechora, that would fall in the same category.
New Rabbi Osai, what do you have to say about that? It's a nice kasha. Comes along Ben and he asks on Ramesha, didn't the Chofetz Chaim say potatoes is a problem?
I think it's okay for me to watch the Chofetz Chaim.
Okay, that's one way. That's fine. I agree.
That's fine with me.
That's okay. I agree.
What about potatoes, like dirt? Get embedded.
No, it's mamish in the potato.
But that's not more of a bruise than a bowl with chunks stuck on the side. It's the same
bowl. Like so
some bowls have corn, knives certainly have corns. That we find your day knives have corns, we know that.
I thought I have an answer, but I don't. Because in Sif Katan Chafches, the Mishnah Berurah says also litnam b'mayim. That's prohibited to put into water. So my first answer was that the case of potatoes was when he was soaking in water, but it's not mashra from the Hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah. What in tapuche don't call kavno liyitein aleihem mayim. Wait. Maybe that can read because wait. Just a second. In Ches, what did he say? Dahainu shemeitzif mayim aleihem bikli. So a possible answer to your kasha is that the Chofetz Chaim will be matir washing off potatoes. And the Chafetz Chaim was talking about a case of where the potatoes were soaking in water. Now, if I recall from my grandmother, Alei HaShalom, that's when she would soak the potatoes in water.
So I
think that was pretty common in those days. So that might be the answer. That would come out of Bikula, that we're arguing that the Chafetz Chaim would say that one could wash potatoes. That's my netiyah, how to read the... I have two big sfeikos of how to read Mishnah Berurah. A lot of times, halacha l'maisa depends on one way, whether you read the Mishnah Berurah this way, you read the Mishnah Berurah that way. So we had a sfeik how to read Mishnah Berurah then of Shin Chaf Aleph. We have a sfeik how to read this Mishnah Berurah. I would be noted to say that Ramosha read it that he was so funny.
But he must have also read the Gemara about washing dishes is soaking, because they didn't have running water. You know, in your day, that's how they wash dishes, by putting it, immersing it in water.
Medichim b'mayim. So you're assuming, from what I remember from Yoredeya, is you're 100% right that they had a basin and they would that the dishes would sit in the basin, but they also scrubbed it. And a lashon lahadiach is to scrub.
So to put the potato in and scrub it would be okay. To put the potato in and not scrub it would not be okay.
You're asking that in that case in the Gemara, let's start again. The Gemara is. You're saying according to now you're going to another part. You're saying according to Moshe's third yisod that says that you have a heter called rechitza. So you're saying what's the difference between rechitza of dishes where they would soak the dishes versus where we're saying, and if they were matir that, so then obviously then soaking is also matir. And if that, then nafal abira. So it would seem to me that Ramosha understood that case was that they would normally first scrub them and then let them soak. And then you would have to bring some rice at how they did the dishes in those days. That's what you would have to do. Yes, yes. Sir.
Also the first two answers say in the Chalik that by the Kuchen, it's not talking about the Alter.
That what?
That by the Tapu Adama he's saying that it's Abiyachar's Ma, and that's why it's Osir. In the first meaning, at the end of the first paragraph.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking in the. I thought we were talking in the Mishnah. Ramosha says that. You mean he says you need the altar also according to. Correct. That's an afkamim between the first two and the third.
I mean, it didn't seem like, at least at that stage, that he's talking about being shorad.
Maskim. But at the end of the day, and therefore, and what's your point? So what do you want to bring out?
It didn't seem like that was the chilek that he was making. It seemed like he was making a chilek.
That is a distinction between that. That's a valid distinction. Ramosha does say, so to review your part, Ramosha does say that Tepuche Adama came leim avak v'afar shero b'tepuchem v'al kulam ein ru'uim below rechitza. Over there, though, he was talking about soaking it.
But soaking it is not altar usage. But that seems
right.
Like that's the chiluk that he's making. That just the Mishnah Berurah has to be talking about a case where it's not done altar, but washing them off would also be usher.
If washing off, if it's not altar, is going to be usher.
Right.
But soaking is going to be. Is going to be aser, and I agree that the mashmos here is that he's assuming that you're soaking them. I think that he's assuming so. Okay, you tell me. Should we push ahead or stop over here? Continue sukkis after sukkis and mirtzah Hashem. Stop over here. It's like 5:35. What's that?
What should we do on Shabbos?
You're capable. You're capable. It should be a Gmarach Sima Tova, a Shnas Chaim Tova, a Shalom. We should continue to grow together.